Walter's was a story that could never have occurred, and in this song I aim to prove it. For I have a trail to multiply, a hamster is absurd, no matter where or how you move it. Such a tale can't be attributed to loops or bends or twists. What follows is a proof that no such manifold exists. Oh, Walter, we falter, we fail in our math to conclude you were cloned when you followed a path. We reason in circles by not thinking straight. Topology can't be the cause of your fate. A manifold of n space can, no matter how complex, be sewn together out of patches. Each patch considered locally, however it connects, is homotopical to flat space. So if k hamsters enter and then more than k emerge, there must be at least one patch in which the hamster paths diverge. Oh, Walter, we falter, we fail in our math to conclude you were cloned when you followed a path. We reason in circles by not thinking straight. Topology can't be the cause of your fate. A path that maps an interval of r onto a range is thus the image of a function. But in each patch in which the hamster count is seen to change, the path must have an end or junction. The manifold's topology must leave these unexplained. A local fact accounts for every hamster lost or gained. Oh, Walter, we falter, we fail in our math to conclude you were cloned when you followed a path. We reason in circles by not thinking straight. Topology can't be the cause of your fate. If we suppose, in spite of this, that Walter's tale is true, what are the local facts in question? I must confess to bafflement, just as I'm sure will you, though I am open to suggestions. But physics or biology seems likelier to yield a true account of hamster duplication in the field. Oh, Walter, we falter, we fail in our math to conclude you were cloned when you followed a path. Reason in circles by not thinking straight. Topology can't be the cause of your fate.